I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello, and welcome to A Pint of Cthulhu. Come, take a seat. Grab a pint. And enjoy our new season, A Pint of Cthulhu, where we will be playing D&D 5th edition. That is Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition. I will be the Dungeon Master for this run. And we will have our normal cast members of Matt, the old GM.
We now have a coin purse after all.
And we'll have Cap.
Gertrude is extremely satisfied by the sound of teeth clatting along the stone floor of the cave.
Jay.
I think we've finally found the limit on what I will and will not draw fan art of our podcast for.
And Cartman.
Yes. Suddenly I found this sausage on the floor.
So, take a seat, grab a pint, and enjoy. Hello, and welcome back to the Lost Minds of Phandelver. We are in the middle of the Cragmaw hideout with our adventurers here. So, you guys are in Clark's Cave. Now, for anybody at home, this is actually the second time we're running this again. So, yeah, we're going to, as I told them, we're gonna go at this, you know, probably about the best way we can, closer to where we went last time, because I really liked how we did it last time. But, you know, try not to do the exact same thing we did last time. But you guys are at...
Dice roll will take care of that. Don't worry about it.
Absolutely. All right. So you guys are on the western side of Clark's Cave. I'm going to go ahead and read the description for Clark's Cave. Sacks and crates of looted provisions are piled up in the southern end of this cavern. To the west, the floor slopes toward a narrow opening. This is where you guys are. That descends into darkness. A large opening leads north down a set of natural stone steps, the roar of falling water echoing from beyond. In the middle of the cavern, the coals of a large fire smolder. Now, around this fire, you see a large bugbear, two goblins, and in the corner, you see a rather large wolf. Now, last episode, you guys did deal with three wolves. You released them into the wild. This one is quite a bit larger, and it actually has a collar on, but is not chained up like the other three were. So it kind of tells you that this one's probably a pet of one of the creatures in this room. So, what are we going to do?
Well, I think it's safe to assume the goblins aren't too friendly, nor is the big guy near the fire. I can peep in invisibly and try and scattershot them with a thunderbolt. Mm-hmm. Thunder wave.
Okay. Anyone want to look around or listen, or are you gonna, you know, you guys talking this out? Because as I said, there is a roar of a, in the other room, there's a roar of a waterfall. So I would say you guys can talk at max room, you know, room, a inside voice. But any louder than that, they would probably hear you. So if you guys want to kind of talk this out, go right ahead.
Okay, I mean, can my character Vine turn around to Donovan and ask in a quiet whisper, "Oi, Bunny, can you go over there and slit one of their throats?"
Donovan will turn to him with, obviously in a whisper as well. I don't think I like my odds against all three of them, especially that wolf over there. Possibly we could ready up our bows and wait for the firbolg to get into position and then unleash sneakily and all that.
Furby, line them up. Bunny boy, bird boy, knock them down.
Not to forget our hench dwarf over here who can just essentially pummel them into the ground.
Gertrude, wait for ambush.
Okay, but at that point, Vine just shrugs and goes, okay. And, yeah, get notches an arrow.
Same.
So Furby's going to use Hidden Step to become an invisible little not so little furbolg, and comically sneak, you know, typical creepy pose, like knees going all the way up, hunched over.
Yeah.
Proper Pink Panther style here.
Yep. Tiptoeing through the cave to stand out here.
You can move your own thing, by the way.
Yeah. I'm just trying to measure, is that somewhere I could be? Yeah, easily. And I'm going to cast a quick Thunder Wave to absolutely knock every single one of these goblins around if I can.
Okay.
Whilst this is happening, I would like to move just a bit, kind of not in blocking Chicken Boy, but just kind of next to him in that kind of area, so when this happens, we can get a shot off.
Okay.
So that's Thunderwave. They need to make a DC 13 Constitution saving throw.
Alright, it's a cube. That is 15-foot cube. Okay. I
think that hits all of them.
Now, I do have an actual diagram for cubes. And you see, it comes out of your palm, and it comes out a different direction. It's 15-foot in a general, in a certain direction. But it's not like 15 foot in diameter around you.
Oh, I thought it was 15 foot centered on me.
Yeah, no, that's that is a. I'm not even looking at this. It's on my sheet here, my DM guide. A sphere is a center. A cylinder is a center, and there's the code in the line. But a cube is 15 foot from your hand. Like it, your hand is like one wall of the cube. Does that make sense?
Okay, then hold on.
You'd be better off just standing there.
If I just can I just be there then? Because I assumed it would work.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. If you want to, we can wreck on that. Yeah, absolutely.
Five foot to the left.
But I'm saying from where you're at now, it's that cube. It's that nine. It's that, you know, 3x3 cube there. You still wouldn't hit the wolf. Does that make sense?
15 foot.
You kind of see that cube right there with the 3 foot. Each square is a 5 foot. It says up in the corner. One square equals 5 feet. You're doing a 15 foot square.
Oh, it's from it. Okay.
Yes. You see, it's that 3 foot by 3 foot square, kind of like the diagram right there. I mean, that three.
Okay, yeah, understood. Yeah.
So you.
I'm still going to stand here to try and knock this one into the fire.
Absolutely. I mean, you can still hit three of them, absolutely. But you probably won't be able to hit Ripper. So.
That's all good.
Okay. All right. I had to go over a lot of this after our last session because I kind of screwed up a lot. But yes, it's that 3 square by 3 square right there. So. Okay, all right, so if that's what you're going to do, you're going to be invisible, and you're just going to sit where you're at. Okay, all right, now what's everyone else going to do? Are you guys just ready in action to get ready, or...?
Yeah, once they've been blown across, I think the idea is for me and Viney to fire an arrow in, and Gertrude go and pick off whoever's still alive.
Gertrude's just squatting behind this rock, ready to jump over it and leap into action.
So they just need to make... All the people caught in the cube need to make a DC 13 Constitution save. And if they don't make it, they take 15 points of thunder damage.
All right. Now you're really close. I'm going to say, now that you're as close as you are, go ahead and roll a perception roll for me.
The instant Furby does this, Furby can be seen by anyone around them.
If you do a perception, I mean, you're just listening.
No, for the Thunder Wave.
Yeah, I know. That goes off. But I want you to go ahead and do a deception roll before you do the Thunder Wave. Perception.
Deception or perception?
Perception. I said deception, didn't I? I meant to say perception. So okay. 10? Oh, yeah, 10. Absolutely. So you guys see these two goblins sitting around a fire. Furby does. And you see Clark on the other side. And he's gnawing on a bone of something. There's a little bit of meat left on there. He goes, Clark hungry. Clark want more food. Oh, and the other goblins are kind of uneasy. A little bit of sweat coming on their brow. Because I'm going to say you had advantage on that considering you're like 2 foot away. You can tell that that bone that he's gnawing on is a goblin leg bone. So, yeah, for Clark's been eating some of the goblins. So two goblins here are kind of afraid that they're probably next, considering they're within close proximity. But yeah, so they're just a little uneasy, kind of, you know, polishing their weapons. But they know that these weapons have nothing against the giant bugbear that is Clark. So, all right. So you're going to do your Thunder Wave?
Yep.
All right. You just want to do, you want to leave the roll that you had last time, or
do you want to roll again? I rolled it just now. It's, you can see it above the perception check.
Okay. All right.
It's a 15 for damage, and you need to make the goblin state move.
Okay. Let me see if Clark is not affected.
Oof.
The wolf, well, they didn't hit the wolf. And the goblins are affected. Okay, let's do the constitution.
Clark will take half damage and not be pushed.
Okay.
If you made it. Everyone else gets yeeted 10 feet.
Yoot.
Yoot. Yoted. Yoted with the sauce.
Okay. And looks like the one goblin made did not get pushed. And one goblin did. So are you going to pick which goblin actually was pushed and which one was not?
I'm going to throw this one into Clark, because that's 10 feet.
All right.
Yeah, he gets a flaming goblin thrown at him for his troubles.
Oh, all right. What's the damage?
15 for the goblin that is going to be going through the flames and getting pushed.
I thought that 15 was your attack.
Nope, that's how much damage it does. 2d8. Okay. I rolled a 7 and 8. Which was good. So, the goblin getting pushed through the flames takes 15. The goblin that does not get pushed takes 7. Clark also takes 7.
Okay. Alright.
Does Clark take a bit of additional damage from the impact?
Burning goblin corpse on him. Hey, you wanted more food? I gave him a roast goblin.
So you kill this goblin, because he only had 7 health, so you did 15 damage, he takes half, which is 7.5 damage. So he's dead.
Nice.
And the other one's dead, so you flew him into Clark. I'm going to say
you
did that. Roll a 1d6 for me.
Delightful.
Oh.
Not one.
Oh, okay. All right, so you've done 8 damage in total to Clark. So he is at 19 health. But you have killed both goblins. And I'm going to say you definitely surprised him, all right, on this one. Because, I mean, he didn't know you were there. You were on, you were invisible. He did not know you were there. So him... Clark and Ripper are both very surprised. And because of the other room, you know, the waterfall, no one else but Clark and Ripper know you guys are here. But so they are surprised. But so everyone, roll initiative for me.
Initiative team. What did I get? I got 18.
Nat 20, baby! Nat 20.
Oof. Well, I can plus 2 to that, so at least it's 9.
Oof. Okay. Well.
Kirby's fast today.
It's all right. We've got our heavy hitters up first.
Okay. So the initiative is Jay, Cap, Cartman, Clark, Matt, and Ripper.
Gertrude's happy with that first attack. She's waiting for Furbo to make the next move. Then she's going to pounce.
All right, Jay, while I'm writing down these initiative rolls, what are you going to do?
Furby's going to look up after letting off a colossal thunder wave attack. Start slow walking, like, you know Jojo? Jojo walking towards Clark. Truly a meeting, finally a worthy opponent for him. And just say, "You Clark? My cave now. My wolf now, no Clark." And is going to hit this boy with a big old club.
You're going to hit Clark?
Yeah.
All right.
Kirby's establishing dominance today.
All right.
Oh. Verbos can't lie, but they can establish dominance.
They can. They can indeed.
He has an armor. He has an armor class of 16. So, oof, and normally with the surprise, though, I would give you advantage. But even then, you had a 13 on your advantage. It still was enough to hit. So he may be surprised, but he still expertly dodges your attack. He shouts at you, "No, this Clark cave, Ripper Clark's dog."
Oh, how they turn tables!
You better get goat, buddy.
What is Gertrude gonna do, Cap?
Gertrude's just gonna battle cry and jump out from behind the rock. Just, who's closest to her? Is Clark closest or Ripper?
Clark.
Clark. All right, beeline straight for him in that case. How far am I? Yeah, I'm close enough. I can get to him and land a haymaker on him. So let's see how that does. It's 17 I rolled there.
Oh man, that's just enough to hit. Roll your damage.
Excellent. So she rocks in. She does 6 damage.
All right.
Just run up and haymaker with a gauntlet.
Oh man, Clark is very surprised at the fact that this shrieking little dwarf just jumped up behind a rock after seeing a firbolg appear out of nowhere, kill all his goblins, surprise attack him, insult him, and then claim that his wolf is now his wolf, and then a dwarf comes out of nowhere and runs up, punches him. So I think he's very confused, but he did not have enough time to react to your punch, so he took it full force.
Full force right in the chin.
Oh, man. He's a little stunned. All right, so it is now Cartman's turn. What is Vine going to do?
So Clark... is Clark still alive? Is he...
Oh, yeah.
What about Ripper the dog? He's still in the game, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, both Clark and Ripper are still there. The goblins are gone.
Okay, so would I get a sneak attack bonus? Because technically they don't know I'm here yet. They know the other two have gone crazy.
Are you a rogue?
No. I am.
You can't do. Yeah, you can't do sneak attack.
Oh, that's good to know. Just...
You can get advantage if you're unseen.
Yes, you get advantage.
That works actually. But I'll take that. I'll go for Clark because I like to finish him off before we can both work on the wolf.
Okay.
So
you get advantage though.
You get advantage.
You do get advantage.
23.
Remember,
you got it
because you're unseen.
Yes.
Yeah. You do get advantage. So yeah, you have the 23.
So, no, yeah. I can
roll your damage.
23. 10.
Oh, you hit him square in the chest.
That's a max. That's a max damage.
You hit him square in the chest. He is quite stunned now. First the punch out of nowhere, and an arrow out of nowhere. Clark has no clue what's going on. Clark confused. Clark very concerned right now.
We came here to beat you up, kill your friends, and steal your dog.
You've done a great job of that. Clark could say you've done fantastic. You have done just a fantastic job so far. So, it is now Clark's turn. Clark, very concerned. He has no clue what to do. So I'm going to say what Clark does is Clark takes a swing at Gertrude. So just to try and he wants to get the hell out of there. So his idea of where to go, he has no real clue yet. He's very concerned, but he has no clue that you guys came from that little chimney. That's his escape route. So he wants to get Gertrude out of the way to run past her and get through that chimney. So he's got to take Gertrude out first. So he's going to swing at Gertrude. What is... Yeah, hold on. Wrong one. He's going to swing his Morningstar at you. 14.
Armor class 17.
Oh, he swings and he misses. Swing and a miss.
Does he miss or does Gertrude just catch it? just block.
Just skids off her. Oh, yeah. A Morningstar, a spiked Morningstar. Yeah, I don't know if it could just...
the spike.
breaks it. Shatters. Nah. All right. Well, I mean, if it could be deflected... If she deflected it, how she would get out scot-free, I don't know. But she did. So... But
yeah, let's just say that she did a deft boxing move and dodged out of the way. Something like that.
All right. Donovan, Longhop. What is Donovan Longhop going to do?
Well, seeing how everything's going down, I'm going to take aim at Clark. And Donovan remembers what happened to the wolves the last time and how the Furbolg and Viney managed to tame them. So, benefit of the doubt. Going to give it a go. And shortbow this fucker if it's a sneak attack.
Oof.
10. No, doesn't hit. Straight past.
Okay. Yes, but he does get advantage. So it doesn't do the nat 1. It does the 5 that they got on the second roll. So you're lucky on that one. Otherwise, I would have thought you'd trip, you know. But either way,
short carbon.
You did it with the short bow, so okay, you're staying where you're at. Okay, all right. But I'm going to say you did miss, and he does. He already knew that there was an archer there, so he doesn't really know that there's two archers behind this rock shooting at him. But he does know there is a archer. So one arrow did fling past him and miss. So he still kind of thinks that there's one archer shooting at a bottom pillar. All right, now it is Ripper's turn. Ripper, pissed off that his master is getting wailed on, he's going to run out and attack Furby. What is Furby's? Is he going to do to Furby? Okay. Bite. 14.
Does not hit.
Damn.
Furby catches the wolf's head between his hands and just starts petting it, scratching it behind the ears as it tries to bite him.
You're going to hold him?
You know what? I sure am. I need to roll a strength check to get this boy. This good boy.
Yes.
Or an animal handling. I am handling an animal.
Now here's the thing I want to tell you before we go any further. He rolled twice. You know, he rolls twice. His second roll was a crit. Success.
Fail. Success. Okay.
So, you're... Okay. I want you to roll a really hard strength roll for me. If you want to combat his second roll. Because I'm going to say, since you grab him, he gets advantage on his bite roll.
Okay, I'm going to try and cuddle this puppy. Nope.
Okay, so you
that
try to you try to
five.
Grab him, and realizing that his prey is getting closer to him, making it easier for him, he gets a nat 20 on his bite roll. And so you take double damage for the bite roll. I guess the extra damage
bad
is your pride.
Doggy, bad.
Is your pride, bad probably, doggy. I would say.
It's his heart, his furbolg heart breaking as this wolf tries to bite him and eat him.
All right, it takes 4d6.
Uh-oh. Ooh, oh, shit.
21 damage.
Fuck, hang on. With lethal damage that skip step saves, how does that work?
How lethal? No, lethal damage is if the damage that goes over the amount of your health.
It's double. Okay, it's not the damage you take.
So you have like 17 health, I think, Ooh. Right?
I have 10 health at max. I have 9 health currently.
What's your max?
That still isn't. My max is 10.
Your max is?
My current. Yeah, it's 10. My current is 9, so I'm fine. I'm all good. I'm unconscious, but I'm not dead.
You're.
It doesn't feel like my health should. No, it is.
That's lethal damage.
That isn't.
Wait, no, wait. No. I was wrong.
It's 8 damage
wrong.
Over.
I was wrong. It is not 4d6, it's 4d4.
Oh, good. It wouldn't be lethal anyway, Toad. Math doesn't work out.
But it's 4d4 plus 4. So it's 14 damage. So you have 9.
Does knock me out though.
Lethal is if you have like, you know, the carryover is more than your max health.
Yeah.
So had I been right. 19... So if it had been the other way with the 4d6, you would have been lethal damage because you got 21.
No, because it would be 19, honey.
Plus 4.
Oh, plus 4.
It would have been 21 damage. You would have been lethal. Yeah, it would have been 21 damage, so you would have reached, you know, 13 damage over, so that it would have been, you would have, you know. Yeah, 13.
And thus would have started the trend of Jay's new character.
Yeah.
Not again!
The ongoing
not again.
Thing of Jay having new characters. So yeah, you do go unconscious. You are in death save state. This wolf, roleplay for me. What could this wolf bite that would cause you to instantly die? What could he go for your throat? Did he bite your throat? You're not dead. You're in a death save. You're not dead yet, but you're full on knocked down. And if no one helps you, you know, and you don't, you know, keep passing your death saves, you will die.
Why don't you use a hand?
You're bleeding.
Why don't you literally bite your hand off? You know.
No. How about instead of that, he goes right for the face, the big red target on Furbolg's blue face, and just starts ripping at his face and his nose.
Okay. All right. Well, he bites. No, you know what? I gave you a chance to do it before I said it. He bites your dick off because you're only wearing a loincloth. So you're bleeding to death without a dick. So
how did he get all the way down there? No, I was holding his head in my hands.
Hey, you know, I gave you a chance to try and roleplay it easily, but now no, he's full on reached down there, grabbed your dick off. All right. Now Furby's over here struggling, has hands around his crotch, struggling to death.
Oh, he's unconscious,
bleeding.
Dude.
He's full on unconscious, but he is bleeding out.
It's just a fountain of blood.
There's a fountain of blood coming out of his crotch. Okay. All right. We are back.
It's not like he was using it anyway.
Now we are back to Jay.
Furble was a healer.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a struggle now. So Jay, it's now your turn, so go ahead and do your death roll. Death save roll.
That's a two.
Okay, that's one fail. You're lucky it's not a one. If you die to losing your dick, it's gonna go. Okay.
If I die on the re-record, I'm gonna be pissed.
I feel like that would be just
so well.
That would be justice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It would not be.
It would be irony.
Cap.
Yes.
What are you gonna do now that Furby's dying due to his dick being is bit off? So what are you gonna do?
I suppose I'm gonna try and help. So let's just go over and try and punch the ripper off of Furby's dick.
Aren't you gonna run past Clark?
Oh wait, is Clark still alive?
Clark's got 3 health.
Good God, you know what? Gertrude, in that case, she's too focused in this fight with Clark. She's sparring with him. They're going back and forth. Really? She's just gonna go in for another punch.
All right. Oh, she that's rolls a
21.
21. You have just decked him. Go ahead and roll your. What's your damage first?
6 damage.
Oh,
so she
God.
just after a couple of dodges, she's dodging this Morningstar. It's going back and forth, and she just strikes him with an uppercut right to the base of the chin. Head knocks back, breaks his neck.
Oh God, Jesus! Clark is dead. You guys have only got Ripper to deal with. That has now bit the
it's
dick
like
off
he's got
of Furby.
A second mouth where his throat burst open because it went back so far.
All right. That being said, what is Cartman going to do? It's now Cartman's turn.
Yeah, so is the wolf still on Furbar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is shaking his head back and forth with Furby's dick. It's really gross. There's blood being splattered everywhere. It's disgusting.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to have to just shoot the dog. I mean, there's nothing else I can really do.
Dare you?
I mean, do you need to shoot Furby? Actually, you know, I mean, just because his pride is kind of. I'm just kidding.
Put him out of misery.
I mean, if he's not going to die of bleeding, he's definitely going to die of humiliation by the time he wakes up. So
to be honest, do you think Furby was using that thing anyway, in any way, shape, or form?
He might have. Why do you get emasculate him this early on? Come on. God, you don't deserve.
Furby becomes fur better.
It's just right. A regular furbo eunuch that we're going to have from now on.
Okay, so I did a bow of longbow of 12.
But you are hidden, so that's
24.
If you take the advantage,
24.
So you get the crit.
Okay,
that's a crit
that's
damage. Roll your damage. What's your damage?
My damage is 9 double. Piercing.
You take
18
damage. You've
so
obliterated
the brain.
You just shoot expertly, like a master archer. You shoot, this arrow just comes flying. And actually, if you guys have ever watched Robin Hood Men in Tights, it's like the homing missile arrow. It's like you miss wildly, but the arrow just like swings around like magically and just hits square between the eyes, Ripper, and kills Ripper instantly.
Oh, yeah, a ricochet. But fantastic.
Why?
All right. So, I assume everybody's going to try and help Furby. I would. I would really hope so.
Yeah.
Because the combat is over.
Look around for something to find to help him with.
Yes.
Yeah, is there medical supplies in these boxes by any chance? Because we're really going to need some of them.
That's a very good point.
14.
Okay. Just.
Oh, sorry. Perception. Bear with me a second. Here is it. There it is.
All
right. I rolled a 15. 15 perception for Gertrude.
Okay. I'm going to say you guys have. Usually it was a DC 15, but I'm going to say, everyone's dead. It's fine. you guys are looking for something specific. So everybody finds it, but there is stolen provisions. You can look everywhere. I said there's crates and sacks of everywhere. On all the crates is a shield symbol with a lion on it, but almost all of them have it. There's about enough that you would need a wagon to carry it all out, but it looks like this is kind of important for a specific vendor or merchant because it all has the same logo on it, a lion shield logo. But in this, you also find a small chest that has 600 copper pieces, 110 silver pieces, 2 potions of healing, and a jade statuette of a frog with tiny gold orbs for eyes.
Is any of this clues as to whether or not, what is his name, Stonekeeper?
Rockseeker.
Rockseeker, sorry. Yeah, I was close.
It was close.
Close enough. Any of this clues as to whether or not Rockseeker was through here? Like, is any of this, like, his stuff?
No, not really, because it looks like it's just loot, and it kind of looks like, I wouldn't really think you would know specifically, like, the supplies that Rockseeker had. All you would really know is, like, kind of what you guys had before with the horses that were belonging to him and the map case. You don't see map. You don't see any map.
So the Rockseeker house isn't like a shield logo or anything like
No. He would have probably just carried food and water, and you wouldn't specifically know if the food in this room belongs specifically to Gundred Rockseeker.
Okay,
it just
looks
like food to you. So, could be, but you just have no way of differentiating, you know.
Just quickly in character, can I just go and grab one of the health potions and go, can one of you just hold that in place whilst I shove this down his throat?
Okay,
hold
at this
on.
Point,
oh.
so,
hold
so I'm
hold
gonna.
On.
Oh.
Are you gonna try to stitch his dick back on? Hold on.
Well,
hold,
you're gonna use it if someone holds it in place whilst the health potion goes in. It kind of
this is not Resident Evil. Hold on, this is not Resident Evil.
Fervo can healing. Fervo can healing word himself back together after if need be.
Oh my god. Okay.
In which case, I will just dump the bottle of healing potion. Or how much is that? Is that like 1d?
Are you gonna dump it on the severed dick?
No.
Hold on.
Down his throat.
Okay.
I said throat. I mean, the second one can go on his penis if you want.
Oh my god. It doesn't.
I mean, how many healing potions were there?
I would love for you to try and roll for that. Like, I really want to love.
What can I
do? Stat! We need the potion over here.
Throat.
Stat! Okay, you can try. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I'm pouring it down his throat. It's
you won't need a roll for that. Go ahead and roll 2d4. I mean, what is it?
Let me see. I got a push up here.
Yeah, 2d4 plus 2. So go ahead and roll 2d4. Okay, so yeah, you get 8 health points back.
Nice.
Wait, how much in the hole were you, though, Jay?
From memory, I was
you
1 in the hole.
14, so you had 9, 5, you have 3.
Yeah, 5. Oh, is that how it works?
In which case, can I dump the second one down there pretty much? You
got
healing word, you'd be fine.
Well,
I can heal myself.
You had 5 in the hole, and... does it not work that way?
That can't be how it works, because if you're more than the healing potion does, you don't wake up. Like, if the healing potion did 3 to me, I might as well not had it, because I would still be in the hole, and therefore still be dead.
Okay, I mean, if you want to leave it, I understand. You can go ahead and do 8 health if you want. That's fine.
That's just my logic on it, because
I'll pocket the other one, though. With the gold, is it worth just going, should we divvy this out, or does someone want to be specific treasurer?
Squat! Leave it for later. We can use our caravan down the road. Squat!
Yes, probably worthwhile. Anything worth weaponry, we'll take. I'll take this second potion, just in case Firbolg has another mishap, shall we say?
Does Furby see the little green frog? The little jade frog?
I would say when they discovered all this, though, you know, you were unconscious.
I was out.
No. If you want to do a perception roll, you have to do a hard one. Did anybody take, before I do this, though, did anybody take the jade frog?
No.
It's shiny, and my character does like shiny things. It is part of the
Did you just
thing.
Pocket it? Were you trying to be stealthy about it? What were you trying to do?
Maybe I'll pocket it whilst all the commotion goes around.
Gertrude's only interested if there's food or coin.
Do a sleight of hand roll, though, just for me, just in case.
Okie dokie. I mean, I probably would end up selling it for the group anyway.
Oh, that's with a nat 20, you can take as much as you want. What all are you going to take?
No, I'll take the frog, but as I say, I'll divvy up the copper and the coins.
Oh, yeah, you exploit picking the pocket, so yeah, no, Furby does not see.
It's just because I say my character legitimately has, you know, I like shiny things.
Yeah, that's all legit. But my character being brought up in his religious core values resents cheating, so that's why I felt I had to do the perception roll.
Okay.
The failed perception roll of 14.
Like I say, I'll sell it and split the cash up eventually anyway.
Well, in the meantime, I'm going to start cooking up a little meal here. I've got my my stuff.
Are you cooking a weenie?
Yes. Suddenly I found this sausage on the floor.
If you put that in your mouth, it's your own problem.
I mean, Donovan will see this and just be like, no, go ahead.
Actually, I do have 10 rations, so...
So, Furby, you feeling good?
Furby feel fine. Lighter than normal, but fine.
You're missing a bit of a third leg there, aren't you?
One leg. Two leg.
No, third leg. No. Okay, you've still got a coin purse though, eh?
Was Furby supposed to bring one coin purse?
Okay, never mind. You're not seriously eating that, are you, Viney?
Squat! So that's what I'm gonna say. Just pecking away at undiscriminated items in my bowl.
Can Furby see this?
Hold on.
Because he's gonna see something very fucking familiar.
Hold on. What kind of roleplay has been going on while I've been gone?
We told Carmen to eat a dick and he took it a bit literally, I think.
Yeah. So is Vine in?
We decided the current role playing is here. So I thought, well, there's fire here, so I'm going to start cooking up this sausage I found on the floor. So
can I roll a perception check to see if Furby notices what the fuck's going on over there? Because
I mean, I am a chicken, so why not? I mean, we eat meat, and it doesn't. I don't care.
Six. He doesn't see it.
I mean, to be fair, there's giblets all around from the goblins as well.
Yeah.
So it could have been any sort of discrimination meat.
It could be clogs in discriminatory meat.
Does anybody want some quark?
So you're eating random bits of meat that's around this room?
One specific.
Yeah, but I cooked it first.
Just the dick.
Yes.
Alright, do Constitution saving throw for me.
Oh, what?
Furby washed maybe a month ago at soonest, so...
Sorry,
he's a forest creature. It's going to be covered in mushrooms and all sorts of nasty...
It is a mushroom.
Okay, I got that one. I got it. That was a good one. That was a good one, Jay.
Gertrude, you good?
Gertrude's just rummaging around, looking for some food in the boxes, and she pockets a handful of coins, but she doesn't count it, she just pockets it.
So, out of five, though, you don't even really make it through. You eat half of it before you vomit it back up. You lose your lunch. You lose the rest of it.
Can chickens actually throw up, though?
I mean, you gag it. Yeah, you can spit it back out.
Oh.
Fair enough.
Yeah, like an owl.
Didn't know. Fair enough. It's worth saying, probably divvied out the rest of the cards.
Oh no, a point to remember here is unlike humans, chickens cannot vomit.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's staying in you.
I mean, you have a cloak. I mean, you have a chicken head, but I mean, I don't really say that you would have the chicken body parts. You would still have a... I mean, I wouldn't say you have a gizzard, is what you're referring to, Jay. Because they do have a gizzard. So I would say you may have the head of a chicken, but you do have the a gizzard in the act of like a songbird where they would regurgitate, is what they really do. It's not really vomit, but they regurgitate food. So I would say you regurgitate. You can't keep it down, is what I'm basically trying to imply.
Yep, no.
Is it too salty, yeah?
But you did eat half of it. So there's now one half of a dick and a mushed up, chewed up piece of another of the dick. So, but it's there. So, I mean, if you guys want to just leave it there, I mean, I think what Jay said earlier, does Furby see all this? I mean, what's...
Furby rolled a 6 on a perception.
I'm gonna pick it up and put it in my pocket. Yeah. I'm just gonna keep it there for love. Well,
you did roll an 11 on the first one.
No, I rolled it. That was for something else.
Oh, well, you rolled a 6. Yeah, yeah, you don't see shit. You don't see anything. You're literally... I would have figured that you lost your dick, that you would have, you know, it'd have been like the priority at the time, but no.
Oh, no, Furby hasn't noticed that time.
Yeah, it doesn't even know. Okay, it's interesting. Very interesting. Okay, all right. Well,
please don't let him notice until like 20 episodes later.
Yeah. Clearly. There's going to be... It's going to be a seductive role. There's going to be a persuasion roll or a charm roll, and this is where it's going to find out. He's actually going to find... Absolutely, it's going
to
come back.
I can see two scenarios. One, someone goes to kick him in the balls, and they just whiff right between his legs where it should be, and that's...
Wait,
what
are
he
we
notices.
Saying balls are gone as well?
Well, you asked about the queen person, mate.
Well, I mean, he's going to have to go pee at some point. All right.
Oh. Well, yeah, I mean,
he's going to have to go pee at some point. That's when it's going to come find out, obviously. So,
or
yeah.
My thought was he eventually gets greater restoration... Before he even notices it's...
All right. Well, we're going to move on. All right. So what... I didn't quite get everybody. What is everybody going to do with the gold and everything like that? Donovan has got the Jade Frog, and we've already used one of the health potions, and he's also got one of the other health potion, but we've got 600 copper pieces and 110 silver pieces. Are we all going to, like, just... You guys said there's going to be, like, a signed treasurer, or what's the party going to do?
So, we said yesterday, we should touch upon this, that we'll have a group treasury, and we put all the coins essentially in the caravan, and it'd be like, yeah.
So, Red Dead Redemption 2.
We now have a coin purse, after all.
Oh, God.
Wait, actually, I was going to ask that, too. Matt asked, did we lose just the dick, or do we lose balls and dick? Is everything gone?
I'm going to say that everything...
You're full,
like...
on eunuch.
Kendall is what we're going on.
Full
there.
On you. Okay. Oof. All right. Okay. Well, like I said, joke.
Man,
Kendall
still
has been hit with a lighter a few times.
Still talking about this
mutilated.
One. this ain't going away anytime soon. Okay. All right. Well, if that's
Gertrude's still rummaging through the boxes.
Let's get moving, shall we?
Okay.
Vine turn on Gertrude, say sausage.
I think we finally found the limit on what I will and will not draw fan art of our podcast for. I ain't drawing this shit. If any of the people listening want to see it,
I mean, you've either got
themselves.
To draw basically Furbo getting his dick eaten off by a wolf, or Carmen eating his dick.
So I'm not doing that for you.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
You can always just draw a censored bar.
That's just full on porn, though, at that point. Come on. All right, well, let's move on. Let's move on. All right, everyone. We're going on to the next room. What's the party doing? Besides apparently eating dicks.
Well, Furbolg feeling fine and a bit more sprightly than he usually does. A bit lighter on his steam.
Let's wait down there. For some reason, I feel lighter.
Yeah. He's going to take a little gander off into the next room, having not much interest in coin.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll keep up behind.
Okay. Same with Gertrude and...
Vine's going to take a second because he's obviously just been sick, and he's going to stumble to his feet and just sort of slump to the side. So
what about Gertrude? What's Gertrude going to do?
He's a real cockerel.
Yeah, Gertrude's bored. She didn't find any food in the boxes, so she's just going to follow along.
Okay. All right.
And walk face first into a goblin.
Yep. Class. Literally. Well, I will say this. You guys were talking a lot, so I'm going to go ahead and roll a perception roll for him. Now, there is a large waterfall in here, so I would say, unless you guys are... I mean, you guys were kind of being loud, so I will actually go ahead and roll him a perception, but he would be very unlikely that he would hear you guys. So, let's roll a...
Roll with disadvantage, then? Or a high DC?
Well, I rolled a 4, so I don't think it matters. So, no, this goblin doesn't know you're here. So, in this room, you can see the cavern is half-filled with two large pools of water. A narrow waterfall high in the eastern wall feeds the pool, which drains out on the western end of the chamber to form the stream that flows out of the cave mouth below. Low field stone walls serve as dams, holding the water in. A wide exit stands to the south, while two smaller passages lead west. The sound of the waterfall echoes through the cavern, making it difficult to hear. So, you have three goblins in this room. Now, you're not going in stealthy. You guys just walked in. So, I'm going to give you a half a second. I don't say like half a second. There's a half a second turn. What do you do? If you don't do anything, they will spot you because there's two goblins looking at you. You're going to immediately... Stab it. Okay. All right. You're going to do an opportunity attack. Do a sneak attack. Do a roll for me. Do a damage roll. He even got advantage on that. That was only 11. Yeah. You still missed. All right. So, but you did get surprise. All right, on this one. I will say, though, give you that one. This goblin that you tried to stab this next turn will not attack. But the other two, they're, you know, 10, 15 feet away. They're not as, you know, you guys just walked in and tried to stab. They're probably going to attack next turn. So... you only got the surprise on the one, but the other two are ready to go.
Would Furby still not get a surprise still?
Furby did walk.
I mean, I said you get like a half a second. Remember, I basically meant like only one of you could do one thing. I'm not gonna be that. You know?
Fair enough.
Yeah. So
my bad.
So you got one. Donovan got one. Got the attack in, but they started the initiative. Everybody roll for initiative.
All right. What did they get?
11.
20. I got a 20.
Gertrude going in with the...
That would still only be 11 because of plus 2 with the initial proficiency.
Okay, so that's...
I think it already counts that, Matt, so...
No, it doesn't.
Hold on, just to make sure. Do you have proficiency bonus on your initiatives, Matt? Just want to make absolutely sure, because you said it 3-4 times this time. I just want to make sure. Do you have proficiency on your on your initiative rolls? Oh, thanks. Thank you so much for putting Hair Trigger in there for me so I know that you have proficiency on your initiative rolls. Thank you so much, Matt. That's great of you.
You're laughing, but I've forgotten Haragons could do that, and I'm DMing a session.
With one?
That is a Haragon. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Soon.
Okay, well, it goes Cap, Goblins, because they rolled a 17.
Wow.
Jay.
Good job, Goblins.
Jay, Cartman, and Matt. Because cool. I would say that's a dirty 11, so Cartman does get it above.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
All right, so Cap, you're behind Firbolg, Donovan, and you just kind of hear that fighting's going on. What is Gertrude going to do during their turn?
Yeah, Gertrude hears some fighting going on. She's feeling a little bit left out. She doesn't want to be waiting behind a rock for the sign this time, so she just breezes by Burbo and Donovan and throws the first punch into the dwarf. So up she comes here. She throws a punch in. She hits with a 9. That's probably not going to hit.
Do attacks on surprised have advantage?
Well, the advantage is 22, so I hope they do.
Yeah, if you want to give her, I'm looking at.
If you want to give her an advantage for jumping out from behind of a big old fur bow, then that's fine by me.
Well, he is surprised, so I don't know. Jay, you're definitely showing that you're way better at remembering D&D stuff than me. Do they have advantage on them? I'm just, because I couldn't remember.
I know that rogues do. I don't know that a dwarf fighter...
Well, the goblin's surprised, and she's a barbarian.
Ooh. Eh. Well,
I know if she's hidden, they it'd be
she is insane. Yep. All right, we'll give that 22. Roll your damage.
Excellent. Good stuff. So she hits. She does 6 damage.
You have not. You hear? You just knocked the fucking teeth out of this goblin. Goes God. I was gonna be a theater performer. Now I can't with missing teeth.
Why they draw the line. Dental.
Gertrude's extremely satisfied by the sound of teeth clatting along the stone floor of the cave.
There we go. All right, then. It is now the goblin's turn. So, goblin, pissed off that he just literally got the shit punched out of him, swings at Gertrude. So, here's what is the swing with the scimitar? 16. That doesn't hit. I think you have a 17, don't you?
It's either a miss or a block. What do you want to do?
It is up to... you know what? I'll leave it up to you. Roleplay it for me. He swings the scimitar at Gertrude. What does Gertrude do?
All right. So a little bit dazed from the crack to the jaw that he just took, and in pain because of the teeth that just fell out of his mouth, he just swings randomly, or swings haphazardly, back to where he thought Gertrude was. But
it hits Donovan. I hear you. All right. Well, let's go roll.
She's actually behind him. so he just swings wild and misses.
All right, roll damage on him. Okay. I'm kidding. Okay, all right, we're moving on to the next one. The goblin in the middle of the room, seeing no option, just literally seeing 3 enemies appear out of nowhere. All right, he is going to basically, I would say, run forward while this other one back here is going to run. So you now deal with 2 goblins. All right. One has now ran up. He's running up. He didn't have to run that far. He only ran like 10, 15 feet. So he's going to run and attack Gertrude. Here, you big meanie. Take my scimitar. It is a 19.
All these goblins are secretly 12-year-old.
Yes.
With hopes of being in a theatre or dance career.
Yeah. They're on Xbox Live.
Oh, no.
They like Warhammer
24. They're playing Call of Duty.
They like Warhammer 40K. Does 7 damage to Gertrude.
Ooh.
Hey, what the hell?
Yep.
Hey, what? Forget about it.
Say he hit with a 19. And then he rolls a dis 6 plus 2, so he does 5 damage plus 2, so 7.
You're not able to do any saving throws or anything like that, no?
No, your turn's already done. You could dodge on your turn, but it's not your turn anymore.
Hey, I do have 17 in the armor class. Does that affect?
He had a 19.
Okay, fine. I'll take the damage. 7 damage. Brilliant.
How rough are you looking there?
She's fine, though. She's just bleeding a bit.
All right. Now moves on to Jay. Furby. Yeah, where's Furby go to?
Furby. Do I have anything? I don't want to cast another Thunder Weave. I can hit him with a nice little poison move, a poison spree.
Okay.
And I'm going to try and do it to the unharmed goblin. Yeah, sure, the unharmed goblin.
That would be really hard.
I need to move.
You would have to move, and then another one would do an opportunity attack on you. Just letting you know.
I'll just do it to the one in front of me.
Okay, the one with 1 health. Okay.
Yeah. DC 13 Constitution.
I'm not even going to roll that, because even if he fails it, he takes half damage, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So that, it does 6 damage to him regardless. So that goblin.
Oh, that's max damage.
You have now poisoned and killed this goblin. There's 1 goblin left in this room. And he swung and hit Gertrude. So.
And I'm going to, in fear of Gertrude's possible poor health, I'm going to come up here and give him another target to possibly swing at.
You're going to what?
I'm going to walk a bit closer to him so there's a bit of a chance he doesn't go for Gertrude.
All right. Then that means it is now Cartman's turn. What is Vine, Fine Ekan Okok, going to do? Now he's just got done retching after eating half a penis. So
Fine E Gobblecock.
Gobblecock, Fine E Gobblecock, yeah.
Okay, so I'm Furball's now stepped out into the corridor there, so now I can sort of follow behind him. What's the ceiling height here? Because I can hear the guy sort of fighting, but I can't do anything because I'm behind a 7-foot troll-like being. So can I fly above him and like hover and shoot at the guy?
You can. Now I will say you're doing high jump.
I mean, I have flight for my character. Sorry, I should click that.
What's your strength modifier?
Strength? Oh, zero. Oh, wait.
He's not trying to lift any himself.
Yeah.
It'd be cruel.
You're jumping up. What you're doing is you're jumping up, and it does say here with the jump, you use your strength modifier. What is your strength?
My strength modifier is zero. I have this because the number below is 10, or the big number is zero.
Are you saying that he can't fly because he's a chicken?
Well, I'm just trying to make it kind of balanced because, man, it just seems really overpowered that he can just, you know, go straight up 20 feet up in the air with no... I really want you to roll for it. No, it just feels a little bit more fair that you roll for it and do, like, an athletics check,
possibly.
If you
want an easier way, Cartman, you could literally just stand here and you'd be fine.
Yeah. If you were to fly, just make me... Let me at least make you do a dex, like, you know, an athletics roll.
Oh, okay.
Or acrobatics, one or the other. I'll let you choose. Acrobatics or athletics. I'm not going to make you, you know, choose that as your action, though. You know, that's as your movement. So go ahead and roll one or the other for me.
Sure, go on. I'll chuck in an athletics roll. I've got 17 for that.
Oh, 17. Yeah, that's fine. You go straight up. It's 20 feet up in the air is the ceiling. So.
Brilliant. So yeah, though, then I've got a clear shot of the goblin. I'm gonna take a shot at it. Yeah, why not?
All right.
13.
Ooh, no. I think that's enough. I think. Let me look. I think I have a 6. Is it a 16 or is it a? They have a 15.
It's 12.
It's a 15 armor
class.
That's a ricochet off the armor there.
Yeah, they have a shield. So I would say you definitely hit their shield. They just hold their shield up and just block the whole thing. So now it goes on to Matt. What is Donovan Longhop going to do?
Am I able to scoot past Gertrude, or...?
I mean, yeah, I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, you could probably just hop over her.
Yeah. But, yeah, for... All right, for role-playing, I kind of just do a jump straight over and land onto that point and attempt to do what I tried to do before and rapier.
Oh.
22.
Throw your damage.
Damage of 9 piercing.
Okay, all right. You have now stabbed this goblin straight through the head. Just
nice,
and he topples over, and he's dead. All right, you guys have beat the goblins in this room. Well, two of them. One escaped. What are we going to do now? Gertrude got hit.
Alert if...
Yep, and Vine is flying above the air. So. What do we do from here?
Okay, so I'm going to fly ahead and scout. So can I just move my characters over like here?
Gertrude's just going to put her hand out, sort of gesture to Donovan, and say, Gertrude, have health potion?
Friend, yes, Gertrude Hurt? Can spell?
Oh, up to you two.
I have a spell slot free. I can do it. I just won't have any other big spells for the rest of the time, which is fine.
Either's fine. Gertrude bleeding.
Alright, I'll give a quick healing word. What the fuck was that? Oh, I rolled a 1. Okay, so you get 4 health back.
4 health's enough. That's grand. Gertrude is very pleased with the job that you've done and gives a nice wee smile.
Gertrude, fair.
What does Gertrude's smile look like?
Keep friend safe.
Pretty disturbing. She smiles like somebody won't. Like, it's one of those like Patrick Bateman smiles.
Yeah, the violin. As soon as you open your mouth.
Furby's fine with this. He doesn't know what a normal smile is anyway.
Let's head up.
Alright. or what is everybody else doing then? I know Vine's gonna go scout. Are you guys gonna follow, or what is?
Furby and Goku gonna do?
Yeah, see you anyway.
Furby's gonna hang out with Goku and like follow at a leisurely pace. Maybe stopping to inspect the pools to see if there's any cute frogs or fish. Maybe it's a koi pond for goblins. Who knows?
Okay.
He's gonna slowly meander after our favorite chicken boy.
Yeah, I think Gertrude will do the same. She's going to wait for the scout to come by, so she'll sort of go over here and check out. She's just going to check out the river, the posts.
Okay.
Febby, judging by the smell, I don't think it's fish that are floating in that pool.
Oh. No fishy?
Yeah. You can go fishing, but...
Take a perception check for me.
Which?
Who?
I'm going to say both of you, actually, because you're making wild statements.
Fair enough. 21.
21. Oh. Hey, both of us.
Yeah, I had a 19.
Those are full-on turds floating around in the water. Donovan is right on the turd, and you can confirm from the smell and the fact that some of them have corn in them that it is definitely turds. Those are Lincoln logs floating around. This is the goblin latrine.
Yeah, maybe don't go fit. Viney, you like eating weird shit, you know. Enjoy.
Roller Arch is going to take a step back and just wait sort of over here behind this rock for the scout to come back.
Yeah, Furby's shoulders are going to slump at the lack of fishy and is going to go sulk in a corner until we see the return of our dear chicken boy.
I mean, I could do a perception roll. I mean, an intelligence roll. See if you guys would still stick your hands in there. But no.
Even Furby wouldn't. Even he knows better.
All right, Vine, you are on scout duty. Looks like everybody's waiting on you.
Yeah, no, I'm going to carry on to the... I'm going to take the left-hand pathway. Just that's the one I'm sort of facing towards that way.
Okay, all right. I'm going to reveal this area.
Donovan just whispers, why is the chicken going? He's not exactly good at stealth, is he?
Chicken can fly.
Get stabbed, fly away home.
You can tell here, Cartman, with this little area here. The stream passage continues up beyond another set of uneven steps, bending eastward as it goes. A waterfall sounds, a rickety bridge spans the passage, connecting two tunnels that are 20 feet above the stream. So you are facing a bridge that down below, 20 feet below, is a river pouring through the cavern. This looks like it may possibly have come from the two pools and from the room that you just entered, and also leaves the cave like from when you guys entered the cave. Instead of taking right, this stream continues on through the cave. So, but you can see at the end is two goblins that are, looks like one before was one that was from the, actually, you don't even know. You don't know because you weren't in the room when this goblin ran away. So, these guys are running down the hall. Now, I want to say they have the same movement speed, I think, as you. Don't you have like 30 feet movement speed?
I do, yes.
They also have the same movement speed, 30 feet. So, I would say, I mean, if you want to race after them, they're going to go the same distance as you in the same time frame. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to get to the bridge, and I'm going to see there's a pathway that's leading around. And I'm going to call the others to come up and join me at this point. And that's so that we can make a plan for what's singing around the corner.
All right. Donovan will head over that way.
Yep. Upon hearing the call from the chicken, from behind her rock, and joins the chicken at the end of the bridge.
He's going to go there as well.
Weren't they afraid of that clog? He was trying to eat them. Perhaps if we let them know he's dead, they'll be possibly happier?
Maybe.
Does Bunny suggest we negotiate with goblins?
Well, I mean, potentially we could do, and then after that we could kill them.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Could make deal. Trick goblin. Clark already gone.
All right. So basically, Vine, you told them that there's two goblins. You saw them running down the hallway, and you went back to tell them that they're down there. Or
you got it? Yeah. I'm gonna run back and go, squash two goblins, quick! Help me! Help me!
Okay.
Perhaps stay quiet, chicken boy.
Okay. So what does everybody do then? Are we all going down there, or what are we doing?
Stealthily over the bridge, perhaps?
Yeah, I'm going to follow all the guys to here where the bend of the road is. So, you know, we don't know what's around the corner yet, but, yeah, we're there.
Okay.
I'll play suit.
So, I was actually going to ask at this point, can Vine turn around to Furwell and ask her, Squawk, can you go invisible again?
That's a great question. I can do it twice per long rest. I can't remember. I think I did it at the entrance to the cave when we were going in.
You did
it
at the entrance of the cave as we were going in.
I did it
in.
Just...
Yeah, you've done it twice.
Okay.
So I can't do it again.
Then,
But... Oh!
I was going to say, do you have any other stuff?
Can make myself look like not Furby. Can make... noise.
Look like goblin,
flower?
Perhaps?
Big goblin.
Because then you could say that the intruders killed Clark, perhaps, and lure them out, and we could trap them on the bridge and set it on fire.
It's not almost as if you guys have done this voice. exact same thing before.
Yeah. Nah, really?
Don't be silly.
Can be Clark. Clark big, Furby big. Or
yes,
can be big goblin, 7-foot goblin.
Clark was eating goblins. I think they probably don't like Clark.
They fear Clark.
Should we just go in and talk to them?
I think send Furby, Furball disguised.
As what?
As Clary, the big goblin.
Clark was eating them.
Exactly. We can scare them. We can scare them away from us.
I just think sending a predator into essentially a nest of prey is probably not a best option.
Well, would you like to go first, Nicky Man?
I mean, if I can sneak around the corner and take a quick look, would that be allowed?
Yeah, we need to know what's in there.
If only three goblin. Birdman saw three.
I only saw two goblin.
Mr. DM, would I be allowed to sneak stealth and have a look around the corner quickly?
Sure. Roll stealth roll.
Okay. I will point out not fully around the corner.
Oh, yeah. You can look.
26.
So you can go look around the corner, and you see...
26.
Really shocking. It's really shocking.
There's more corridor.
And a little gravel path.
You see an empty cavern.
Huh.
You see, from your naked eye, what appears to be an empty cavern. But it looks like, from what you can tell... You can see, make out a little bit of bath, like a little bit of a bed mat, and a what used to be kind of a smoldering fire, but it looks like it's been stamped out recently. You can definitely tell goblins have been here, because you can smell them, and I hate to say smell, because, you know, it's especially as a rabbit, you can kind of definitely tell this is a goblin den, but you don't see anything. Such as an empty cavern from your angle.
Ooh. I'll turn around and then whisper back and go, well, it appears they've gone. Yes.
Goblins hiding?
Possibly. Gertrude, go find them.
I think Gertrude's going to walk up this corridor. Her unstealthy self, Furby, will make the attempt to go with her.
In fact, Big Man, can you make another thunder wave or something?
No. Burby had two spell slots. One was used on Healing Word, one was used on Thunderwave.
I mean, there's another path there. I think Gertrude could probably flank them. She could go up the rubbly path.
Yeah. If we want to wait a bit of time. Who else is... I mean, would anyone else go with you?
Yo, if we spook them, we can send them essentially down the corridor towards you and Bird Boy, because you have range.
Ah, you want to go up the pathway and then lure them onto the
bridge,
yes?
Flush them out, yeah.
In which case, we should go back across the bridge, but dump two casks of oil along the bridge, so to speak, in a line to work there, and when they come out, burn them alive.
Alright, so we're setting a trap then.
Yes.
In that case, we can probably go here and then lure them. Or Bird Boy can lure them.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm happy to lure them, because I can fly over the bridge.
Which is, the rest of us should go back.
Yeah. Quick question.
So it's going to be a chicken bait.
Yeah, we're going to offer the KFC.
Chicken is bait. Okay.
Gertrude, what's your movement? Is it just because you're on plate?
And my movement is speed 25.
Yeah. So you're slower than the goblins, I think, so maybe you should be a bit further back.
Just give a thumbs
up. Are the goblins faster than that?
I think most things have 30 foot, but you're wearing big old heavy armour.
I'm not wearing any armour.
Is Gertrude... What?
Yeah, Gertrude's Gertrude doesn't wear armour.
Gertrude's leaving it hanging? Okay.
Yep, she basically just ties it up with leather.
Hanging and swanging?
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind, then I don't know why then.
That's an image I didn't need.
Yeah, she gets barbarian unarmored defense.
Oh, that's why.
Let's see, I'll put it in the chat. Well, you're not wearing any armor. Your armor class equals 10, plus your dexterity modifier, plus your constitution modifier, and you can use a shield and still gain this benefit.
Jesus Christ.
So basically, she just wears leather straps. She has a skirt, leather straps holding in her gigantic tits. And she just has like hand wraps and foot wraps.
Could we not have given you a shield, perhaps?
No.
She doesn't use shields.
No, she wears a gauntlet.
Just gauntlets.
Yeah, fair enough. Right, chicken boy, go and lure them.
Go and lure what? Alright, so guys, going in. I'm going to walk down this corridor slowly. Notching an arrow as I walk.
You're gonna go stealthily, or are you?
Yeah, I'm gonna go down stealthily. Actually,
just clocking all the way, squawking, getting everybody's attention.
See if I can find him.
Oh gosh.
Okay.
Oh no!
That was a 20. Okay, so.
A crit on the other one.
I'm gonna say. How far down you go? You staying where your character's at now, or?
I want to go, 15 feet, as you said, so I can open up the rest of the room and see what's in this whole cave. I want to basically see what's there.
Okay. So.
But remember, I'll pass that stealth check so that they wouldn't have seen me.
You're right. So here's what I'm going to do, though. I'm going to do something else.
They always
just you remember
to look...
DM.
Yeah. They always forget to look up, though. When everyone's looking around for shit, they never look on the ceiling where the giant brimstone is hanging out.
Okay, so. You get to here.
Yeah, but enough so I can see the rest of the cave.
Okay, so what you can see.
Oh! There they are!
They're all huddled in the corner, waiting to be surprised. You can also see this part right here. This cave. This passageway leads down here. I guess you can pretty much guess what's behind here, but. That's all you can see is these seven. You see seven goblins. They're cowering in the corner, and I say cowering is like they're prepared to fight. They have their swords out, but they're very shaky.
Okay,
like they're kind of like and one. You've stealthed up, and you've surprised him. Now I say where you're at now. I mean, if you're peeking around the corner, they probably still doesn't even know you're there. I'd say where you're at now. They don't really know you're there, especially with a 20 stealth. There's no way that they know you're there.
It definitely beats their passive perception.
Okay, so I know that they're looking pretty shaken up and they're not quite sure what's happening. So, okay, this is how I'm going to play it. I'm going to add this out a little bit. So, as Vine looks around the corner and sees these goblins in the state of... in the state they are, I got a plan. So I back up slightly a few steps and I quicken my pace so that they could hear my footsteps. And I run in and say, quick, come, follow me. Clark's in danger, follow me.
What the fuck?
All right.
You're a chicken, sir.
You're going to yell that?
Yeah.
You're going to do a performance role. You're totally going to do a performance role for that.
You're telling them, as a chicken, that you work with them, goblins. The boss they hate is in trouble, so totally they should a goblin. Come save the boss they hate.
Totally not a chicken. Totally a goblin. Yeah, they're going to fall for that one. Yeah, you roll the perception roll for me.
Can you just start singing the KFC song?
Like a might as well.
Oh my god. Yeah, roll that performance. It is performance, not perception.
Oh. I didn't actually know there was a performance roll. Sorry. Perception or performance? Oh.
Underneath.
Ah, it was better. It's better.
With a -1 as well, 14.
Oh, not enough though. Now, and I say that because they're very shaky. That would definitely, I don't want to say too much, but on a performance though, they're very scared. I doubt they'll just be traipsing off to follow a voice that they've heard. They're as you can tell, they're very shaky. They're probably not going to follow the voice if they're scared of intruders. So I'd say they're actually probably going to stay where they're at. They're going to sit there and kind of huddle up a little bit more.
Okay. Well, that did not get their attention.
They definitely know you're there, though.
Yeah.
Okay. You've lost your stealth, though. It's kind of a given. They know you're there,
but they're not coming after me. So
no.
I mean, if you wing an arrow at them or something, then
I want to try to talk to them about this and see if I can maybe get some of them to follow me and pick them off and that sort of stuff. Or am I just overthinking this and maybe I should just chuck an arrow in their face or something?
So, are you going to come back and try to persuade them?
Or, you know, I could just do one of these religious roles, try to convert them.
13, 14,
you know, this is a good time to talk about our Lord and Savior.
Do it.
Do you know who is better boss than Clark? Jesus Christ.
What
would Clark do?
Come on, chicken boy, roleplay your religion.
Okay,
really go
on. Gonna
try religion roll? Hold on. Okay, go ahead. No, let's do this. You're walking back into this room.
I'll do this.
Seven goblins doing seven goblins cowering in a corner. They see a giant chicken that was squawking a second ago for them to follow. Bingo. Walk back into the room.
And then I turn around.
No, you already done a religion roll. You don't get a second religion roll.
I had it all lined up.
You don't get a second religion roll. And you're going to get disadvantage. I'm sorry. You get the 6, okay? So it does. Because come on. You're going to convert them to your religion.
Yes.
All right. So these goblins are going to hold their sword scimitars out to you, shaking a little bit. And they go, stay where you are, intruder. We're gonna fight you.
Have you heard of the word of the Lord? He shall save you all, and you go.
You even know your own God's name.
Come on,
that's a clear. I don't feel bad about the 6. You don't even know the god that you're trying to convert them to. That was a 6 if I've ever heard one. You don't even know the name of the god that you're worshiping. Oh god!
A lot of 3 of us back here are like, well, I think he's probably dead.
Yeah, Gertrude's just got. She's listening, face palming right now. Just
that. So their
terrible plan.
Their hands stop shaking and they just have a look on their face like, wait a second. This is who we are scared of? You say, come on, guys, let's go. And so they charge Vine.
Bosh, Vine, cook it. KFC. KFC.
They charge Vine.
I mean, that
Vine.
Was one way to get them to do what you want them to do.
It's a little bit of
time. It definitely
works.
Now they're charging.
I would say three of them charge after you. Cool. Not all seven, but definitely three of them charge after you.
All right.
So where are you going to run?
I can see him.
Are you going to run after him?
I am going to run away. I have got a speed of 30, so I don't have to fly or anything to outpace them.
And that is you can't, because they also have a speed of 30. So they go the exact same speed as you do.
Yeah.
All right. So they probably stay within about a couple feet.
Then.
They stay by a couple feet of you the entire time.
So when I come around the corner, I'm going to act that quick. So I'm going to shout, squaw, fire in their faces, squaw, and just keep running.
Wait until they're on the bridge.
You say, get to your places out loud for the goblins to hear you.
Are you literally Cartman?
Well, yeah, because I'm panicked.
For the goblins can hear you.
Actually, no,
so the goblins are going to stop upon hearing this and go, and they're going to wait. They're at. All right.
You got to understand my character. I'm not worldly traveled. I'm not the smartest guy. I have spent a very long time in the temple praying to a lord I don't even know the name of.
I don't think Vine being the not the smartest guy is the issue here. All right.
Okay, so Furby, seeing this absolute disaster happen, is going to start making his way down here.
Oh, God. Okay, so while you're...
Yeah, you know what? Gertrude's going to take her head out of her hands. Stop face palming for a minute, and she's going to follow. She's going to follow the furbo down this way. See if she can take the other path.
Right. Yeah, would I be able to get up here?
Just her head shaking, like, this is not going well.
Can I fire a short bow at them?
Hold on. You guys were here. Give me a second. So that's
30 feet. Hold on. 10,
15, 20, 25, 30. So you can make it about. In the same speed that I would say, because this just happened. You guys start running, I assume, when they stop, right?
When we see Cartman making a complete...
Okay, so I'm going to say, yes, you get to ride around here. Then, what happened? Like, what are we... Because these guys have stopped, and you can kind of tell one starts kind of backing up a little bit. So you can kind of tell they're about to bail. So, okay, you fire your short bow?
Is that sneak as well?
You're firing. How far away did you? I think you did the arrow. How far away it was? 30.
About 20 foot.
Yeah, you can. Do it. Yeah, you can do it. Okay, so yeah, go ahead and.
With advantage?
No.
Nah.
Fair not enough. Not at 25 feet.
16.
All right, you go and do your damage.
Is that sneak attack?
They did stop, and they were alerted. Go ahead. You know, no, you're unseen. You know what? I'll give you the advantage, but I don't... you definitely got the advantage.
And...
I mean, it doesn't matter if you do sneak attack anyway. You did 7 damage the first one anyway. So you've just downed... You've killed one of the other goblins. This is clearly... The other two know it's a trap. And they start running back. They start running back. So, all
it's
right.
A trap.
What is actually, where are we at? Right here. Okay. What is Vine gonna do?
I'm gonna
now that
keep
you see
running
that your plan
down
has failed.
I'm gonna just get actually. Now at this point, I might just start dicking them on barrows or with my arrows. Because if they run back around the corner, then why not?
Can okay.
Can I take an opportunity, Bo? Like, if I see them go around the corner, can I? Okay, fine.
Yeah, you're going to go ahead and just roll attack.
Cool. Oh, I'll take that.
Now I would roll and roll initiative, but they do not. It seems like they do not want to stick around and fight. That's a clear. Oh, yeah, you miss. Okay, so this is what happens next, I assume, because we already have the intent of Gertrude and Furby are wanting to get to that path. You can get to one.
If they're leaving and they're going to be past this path 20. By the time we go down there, we might as well just go across the bridge, frankly.
I could probably get to one of them and rapier them before
now
too long.
If... Yeah. That is difficult terrain. It does take an athletics check and half your movement speed to go up that.
I was going to say, if we were see these fleeing, there's no reason for us to go this way anymore.
So you guys going to go back? Or, I mean, do you guys know this happening? This happening 20 feet up. But, I mean, you guys did go down there because you saw that shit was hitting the fan.
Like, when we were here, we would have seen...
This is 20 feet above your heads, though.
In a tunnel.
Yes, in a tunnel. At the end, about 5-10 feet within a tunnel. I'm just saying, like, I mean, you want to do a perception roll? You can do one if you want to try to, like, know what's going on.
It's just about how much time we're going to waste just for a bit. Because it doesn't matter now. If they're heading back, they'll get home to their little alcove. So it doesn't matter which one we go down now. It's just whatever's quicker. I'll roll a perception.
Okay, go ahead. I mean, if you guys want to do a perception, roll that. Okay. Snap. What is what about for Gertrude? Is Gertrude even caring or okay?
She'll have
no. Yeah, you guys have no clue. As far as you know, so, shit is still hitting the fan, but the goblins are still there.
Yeah, so she's in a log that floats past.
Just gonna head up, go to that path. The idea is if shit's hitting the fan there, we're gonna try and flank up this path here. Okay. So Gertrude rolled a 17 athletics for that.
Yeah, I saw that. So that's 10 feet of difficult terrain, so it would take 20 feet. So,
okay, so she's like halfway up.
Kirby can't quite get up there.
Can I run up to them and before one of them gets away, stab them?
You can do 30 feet, right?
Yeah, I mean, when they were there, I could have hit them.
Well,
this is why we need initiative.
Well, I mean, they started running back and you just fired an arrow. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, no, I saw you at the moment.
Their turn, so, yeah, we've got. And then Vine, are you going to run after him too?
Yeah, I'm going to. Well, I'm going to run back to where Donovan has obviously walked up to or run up to. And start. I mean, I'm going to peek around the corner and see if they're still waiting there for me.
Okay. Also, Jay, roll 1d6.
Mm-hmm.
You did fail it. Okay, you take one, but you fall. You try to go up the escarpment there, but sadly it crumbles because it is loose gravel, and you tumble and fall, and you take one bludgeoning damage. And you're back at the bottom, while Gertrude is at the top, safely. Okay, so it looks like we are in a chase at this point. So, because it seems like Donovan really wants to try and catch up to them and kill them before they can get back in there. Donovan, your speed is 40 feet, right?
30.
Okay, you're actually as fast as these two. So, that's why I didn't think you could actually get them, because they're running as fast as you. They also have 30 feet.
Yeah, but if I can get within sight of them, I can always fire a bow.
Yeah, but then I would also make you do disadvantage and at half damage, because you're doing it at full speed and they're running at full speed.
Good point.
Yes, so definitely have that, so it'd be very hard to hit them. So, I mean, we've got Gertrude. Gertrude would have to do another athletics check, and then that's also difficult to run another 10 feet. So she could get up there, but they would probably get in the room. I'm just going to say, before any of you guys can get there, they can definitely get in the room before you guys can get to them. So, but what are we going to do next? So Vine's already said he wants to look around the corner stealthily, right? See if they can see you, right? Or
well, I mean, I'm really trying to chase these guys down, so I would like to take a shot at my bow, but I don't quite think I'll get away with that. So just to look around, just to see if they're, you know, how close they are. I mean, if they're like right there on the other side of the corner, then that's problems.
Okay. All right. Well, if you want to, I mean, you can definitely roll a perception check, but I mean, actually, I wouldn't even say you could roll. Don't even roll that. You know that they're there. There's really no reason. It don't take really anything to just look around a corner and see two goblins running. They're not hiding. So, but they are running towards this room.
Yeah.
Donovan, what are you going to do? Are you going to try to run after them? Or?
If I'm able to get around the corner with enough time to potentially fire an arrow? Or would that still, again, be the whole disadvantage thing?
Yeah, they were running full speed. I would say if you're doing this at the same time as they were running into that room, then you can try, but you'll get disadvantage.
If one stopped there, Can I not?
You're doing this as they were running. I just did that myself, but you're doing this as they're running. So.
All right. Yeah, I'll run to about there and stop.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, Gertrude. If you want to get...
Well, Gertrude already noticed that the dwarves that they were chasing have managed to get there before her. She saw them going by. So she's going to hold fast right now.
Ah, uh-huh. Okay. Kind of.
Where she is, she's going to hold fast, wait for some sort of signal or some sort of noise from the others to see what the hell's going on, because she's realised that she wasn't fast enough.
Ah, okay. All right. Furby, are you going to try again?
Sure.
Okay.
Not much else you can do.
Athletics.
14?
Yeah, you do it. You get up there. All right, you get up to right where Gertrude is at, so all right.
Am I able to potentially shout to him and be like, hey, we can end this now and we're just looking for someone?
You could. It would be very disadvantaged, and I say that because you literally just tried to lure them into a trap and True. You shot them as soon as you saw them.
Fuck it. Let's give it a go.
You're going to do persuasion, but... Oh,
15.
It was going to take a hard one. It was going to take a hard one. And sadly, that ain't going to do it. Yeah, screw you. You killed Greg.
Greg had it coming.
No, he didn't. He had a wife and kids.
And now they get support from the government.
You know what? Fuck you. Come in here and we'll chop your little bunny ears off.
Squaw, you want help from the Lord?
Pepper off.
Gertrude's just put her head back in her hands again. She's
time to go sneaky, sneaky. 21. I would like to be able to get into that room stealthed.
Okay.
Potentially around the corner if I can.
All right.
Or I can just appear right behind one of them.
Just teleport in.
Now. They do have their backs to the wall, and they know something's coming. You can you definitely, with the 21 though, they will not be able to see you enter the room. You'll be able, I would say you have enough that you could attack the first one there on your right and get a sneak attack in. But you're not going to be completely, you don't have invisibility
All right.
Flatfoot.
I can rabbit hop back out if I need to.
Yes. So. And they'll see you as soon as you do that, because you're not being stealthy when you rabbit hop. But you could definitely get an opportunity to sneak. You could definitely do a sneak attack and on the one directly on
25.
Oh, yeah, that's a crit. Do your damage.
And then,
that's 20 to death. Oh, my God.
17.
11 and 6. Is that doubled, right?
It's 34 damage. So, I don't know if you guys have ever played Borderlands, but there's a time when you're so high level that if you shoot something, regardless of the how small the weapon is, if you shoot something that you're like 70 levels higher than, it just explodes. It just turns into giant guts. That's what happened with this goblin. Now, where used to be their buddy Daryl, these five goblins just see a bunny rabbit appear. And Daryl just turn into giblets. Just
well, once boop. This happens, can I just be like, here's Bunny? and then jump back.
That would be nice. I want you to do an intimidation roll with a definite advantage.
Oh, okay. Intimidation. Oof.
Oh, my.
23.
God.
See, that's pretty decent.
You hear a fart. And you know, and I want you to do a. I don't think you even do a perception roll because you're a bunny. You know, one of them just shat themselves, like you know, like you just hear a really loud fart, and one just shat themselves, and you just hear a lot of screaming, like girls screaming, like ah! And they are all just now. They are definitely frightened, and frightened is actually a status effect. They are frightened of you. So
does that mean they can't move towards you? Doesn't it?
It is means they can't move towards you. You jumped back though. You took your shot.
Yeah, I did say I jumped back.
I think hearing this issue now we are on the this is probably the time when Gertrude will jump into the room from where she is, assuming there's some sort of fight going on.
You know, no fight is actually, you know what's funny is that I have not done initiative roll on any of this because no fight has truly taken place yet. All it's been so far is you guys massacring goblins the second you see them. No talking, no nothing. They see
there was attempt at talking both times.
Yeah.
Every turn they've had, they've talked to the goblins and it's been like, no, we're going to fight you.
Yeah. So, I mean, I even tried to convert them. They didn't want to hear the word the Lord.
You rolled a 6 on religion. So. Yeah.
Not to fix us, by the way.
I mean, and the way you RP'd it, it was clearly a 6 on religion. So yes. Now, I will say, Donovan, you're done for right now. Fine, Gertrude, and Fermi. Yeah. I will let you do one more thing, then we will roll initiative. So.
Let me up there, please. It's above a 10. I'm tired of being in this
supposed
hole.
To be, it's supposed to be a 15.
Are you kidding me?
But I will say you make it halfway. You get 5 feet up. That's a 10-foot escarpment. You make halfway, and you don't fall. You know, since it's above a 10. If you got below a 10, then you would have fell and got 1d6 bludgeoning damage. But you didn't make it all the way
Gertrude's
up.
Gertrude's the same because she rolled a 13.
Yeah, so you're both made about halfway up the wall.
Okay, right, so we're climbing up because we've heard some screams.
Vine, you get to do one last thing before we... Yep, you've heard the screaming. You hear a bunny sound freaking terrifying.
Joe, well, as you just said about we don't chat to the goblins anymore, I am going to walk in there and I'm going to start chatting to the goblins. I don't see why not. I mean... I've tried to sell them on my religion. I've tried to kill them. So why not just see what they want? So yeah, I'm going to walk in there and go, Mr. Goblins, why are you shivering in the corner and waiting for us?
Okay, not the question I would have asked.
Because
but
we killed them.
Yeah.
You know
we
are in their home, don't you?
Go ahead and ask that as they casually point to the splattered mess that was Daryl.
If he fails, I have an idea.
God, you're a homicidal maniac. Yeah, I swear to God.
Oh, it's just funny. Trust me. It's just RP.
Okay, so, I mean... So, yeah. Is that all they do? Just point at the bloody mess?
Oh, yeah. They're so freaking frightened, they don't even say anything.
Are
they
you going to roll something, Cartman? Or
no? I mean, I don't even know what I can roll.
Now, what are you going to... are you trying to persuade... You're trying to ask them why they're shivering, and they point to the splattered mess. That's their response to your question. I mean, what else are you trying to do? Like, they answered your question.
Why we're here?
They answered your question. I don't know what else they're supposed to do.
Come and ask a question. I just failed already.
Okay. So I'm going to ask them if they believe in the Lord.
Try ask them where Rock Seeker is.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Yeah, no, go on.
No, do it. No, do a religion roll again. Let's go this route again. Come on. No, do this religion roll.
Did you actually forget why we're here?
I thought it was mostly because of the loot. I know that's some guy. I can't remember his name. I know he keeps getting mentioned in these recordings.
You don't even know your lord's name.
He's our lord and savior.
Oh my god. No, roll this religion roll. Please do this.
All right, no.
With disadvantage. I'm sorry. I don't feel bad about giving you disadvantage again.
Guys, this is the worst game of Dungeons & Dragons
I've ever...
Or the best.
I'm giving you a bone here. And you're freaking coming in there trying to convert them. Oh,
whatever you need to do to fail your roll and tell them about...
No, that's a 7. You got disadvantage.
Well, then,
I say the reason he fails is because I keep going behind him and going, booga, booga, booga.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, have you heard of the Lord and Savior?
Hey there, my name is Soren. You can also find me at SorenJ on Twitch and at Daily Dingus and Pick of Cthulhu on Tumblr, where I will occasionally post art about the campaign.
Hello, I am Ethan. If you guys want to find me outside of the podcast, I am actually a Twitch streamer by trade. I play a variety of games on Twitch. I'm the Red Toucan, but I also upload all of those to YouTube as well, Red Toucan there, and to TikTok, Red Toucan as well.
Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. I go by Captain Hero Man, and you can find me playing video games on Twitch.
Thank you very much to Sirenscape for providing most of the sounds you hear in this episode. You can also find us on Twitter at A Pint of Cthulhu. That's at A Pint of Cthulhu. You can also give us a review on your podcast app of choice. Thank you very much, and goodbye.